Astros and D-backs playing a four-game home-and-home series. Baxter having some fun with Jake Marisnik and J.D. Davis before the game. Once it got started, the Astros hitters would have the last laugh. We pick it up in the first. George Springer facing Anthony Bonda.
His 28th of the year, and he drills one to left field, and a diving effort and a catch made. Chris Herrmann in left field starting this game with an outstanding defensive play.
Seen a lot of players come out of the Corpus Christi area. 1-0. And that's rifled into right center field. That's a base hit. That'll score a run as Stassi comes in. Marisnik motoring for third. He's around third and coming home. Marisnik will score without a throw. It's a two-run double for George Springer and a 3-0 lead for the Astros. Set at the belt by Bonda. Now the pitch. And Bregman hits this one down the right field line, slicing a fair ball, bouncing toward the wall. Springer scores easily. Bregman, he's on his way to second base. He's around second and headed for third. And Bregman will go into third base with his fourth triple of the year. This one drives in a run to make it 4-0 Astros.
Clutch hitting there. Martinez way away from the line.
There's a line drive down the right field line. Base hit headed towards the corner. Peacock with his first Major League RBI, might have two. Here comes Jake, head first slide, safe. And the Astros lead 7-0 on a Brad Peacock RBI, two RBI double.
And not so much getting the win, but for Brad Peacock, upset with himself for not pitching more innings for his team.
There's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night for J.D. Martinez. Got him on the breaking ball, and the inning draws to a close. But the Diamondbacks get a little closer on Goldschmidt's RBI double. And after five, Astros 8, Diamondbacks 4.
The Astros win it 9-4. All nine Houston starters collect at least a hit, including starting pitcher Brad Peacock, who only lasted 4 2/3 innings on the hill. The Astros bullpen was great, 4 1/3 scoreless, allowing just one hit. And Houston pitchers struck out 17 D-backs batters. The Astros win their league-leading 40th road game of the season, and manager A.J. Hinch summed up the game afterwards.
I think it relaxed us just because we've been grinding so hard to just get something positive, especially offensively. So big inning, good at-bats. Obviously, it took a little bit of everybody to get through that inning. Attack on runs with two outs. I think we're really important, really good at-bats with Springer and Bregman back-to-back. So it was a big inning for us to sort of exhale and yeah, no, we need it. I mean, both he and Centeno are going to get a lot of playing time, and you know, we really want him to focus on the stuff behind the plate, handle our pitching staff, and then whatever they offer offensively will be a bonus. And the tack on run at the end also was really big. Stassi did a good job, doubled down the line, homer Oppo, handled the staff pretty well today, got his win.
He comes two-run double. What's kind of the reaction on the bench?
Maybe shock. We obviously he got a base hit in one interleague game this year, and everyone's always happy when the pitcher gets to hit. I think he even got maybe the offensive player of the game. So it's fun for our guys. American League, we don't get to do that very often, and I think watching him leg out a double was fun.
Brad Peacock did strike out 9, but he doesn't last long enough to get his 11th win. He spoke about his performance.
Yeah, kind of just ran into that one. Yeah, the truth, I didn't even know where it was. I hit it. I just heard you guys going. Kind of, it was fair, so I just started running it. I finally found it. We got help.
What point did you find it?
Like halfway down with the first base. It was pretty cool. First RBI, first extra base. It was pretty cool. Exactly, for sure. You know, had some good at bats. You know, I found some holes and got some big hits. About it. I felt like I made some good pitches and you know they got to me there.
What do you think is different in the fourth and fifth versus the first three?
I don't really know. I wish I do, but I felt like I was attacking still. Just found the holes.
Alex Bregman continues to pile up extra base hits. He goes 2-for-5 with a triple, and he spoke about his continued red hot bat.
Oh, it's great. You know, didn't have the road trip at all, but to end it on a win, hopefully build off that and hopefully go back home and win a lot more than we did this road trip. So we're going to keep battling, keep playing hard, and
keep having fun.
How much do you think the offense needed a game like this?
I mean, we ran into Zach Greinke, who pitched really well. Cole Hamels threw the ball really well. Cashner threw the ball really well. So we know we're a good offense. We just wanted to try and put together good at-bats back-to-back-to-back, and we did that. That's one of the things we've done a lot this year, and we've put together quality of ABs like that. We're a tough offense to stop.
The four-game home-and-home series heads to Houston on Wednesday. Taiwan Walker will be taking the mound for the D-backs. He'll be opposed by Charlie Morton for the Astros.